Go around to the left, near the stairs. Rare books and music. Stop a minute. I know that painting, the one above the fire hydrants. It used to hang on the wall in the house where I grew up. Johann Sebastian Bach. My mother would lock me in the study and not let me out until I'd finished practicing the violin. I would stare at his smug face as I struggled with the notes, willing him to burn.
Someone's written something in the dust.
Look up.
I can't stand the eyes. Let's get out of here. I need to show you something else. Turn around and go up those stairs. I met a man.
There's money in books. It's easier than you think.
They called him a gentleman thief.
You gain their trust by handing in a purse containing a small amount of money. Say you found it in the corridor.
Keep going. When you get to the round window, stop to look out of it. Last night, I dreamt I lived in a house that consisted of dead-end corridors, windows I couldn't reach, and doors that led into bottomless pits. There were stairways, but they hung upside down and were impossible to climb, or ended suddenly, without leading anywhere. The house was so horrible that I knew in my dream that as long as I lived there, I could never be strong or happy. Let's keep walking. There's still so much you need to know. Another stony face ahead of you. Go left here and keep walking to the end of the corridor, past the toilets and the water cooler on your left.
I dreamt you walked these corridors naked. My invisible eyes on your body.
Go into the handicapped toilet on your left. Did you feel the soft, firm leather under your palm as you pushed the door? Skin on skin. I like the way leather wraps. It reminds me of old books. Lock the door behind you.
Look at yourself in the mirror. It's perfectly positioned. Are my handprints still there in the corner? Don't touch the walls. The poor disabled. I often see couples come in here. First one, and then a minute later another. You followed me in here. I gave him the books he wanted. It was like a drug.
I'll leave first. I'll knock twice when the coast is clear. Go left when you come out of the toilets. We're going to go in here into the humanities two reading room. Let the gentleman out first.
Thank you.
There's a telephone booth on your right, near the second lift. Go in there. There used to be a phone in here. I wonder why they took it out. I think there was some reason they didn't want people to come in here. I like small places.
Hello? Can you hear me? He roped me in. He took me to dark places inside myself, places I didn't know existed. I didn't know what was right or wrong. I didn't care. I wanted to call for help, but by then my line to the civilized world was severed. Please hang up and try again. Please hang up and try again.
Open the door. Let's go into the reading room. Have your reader's pass ready. Show your reader's pass to the guard.
You can go up to yours if you want.
Turn right as soon as you pass the guard. Keep going straight ahead.
This is the train.
Keep going until you see the chairs straight ahead on the left. One of the desks on the left has a book with an orange and black cover. It's called The Killer Inside Me. Sit down here.